Blog Talk Radio.
Looking into the eyes of a criminal, you have to ask, how will a little girl, a low-level thug, a businesswoman, become the most dangerous villains around? Simple answer. They all got their start in this city, and it's up to us to stop them.
And hello, welcome to the Gotham Talk Podcast. This is your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we are celebrating our 21st episode. Yes, 21 podcasts. Amazing, amazing. We're almost to close to wrapping up the series as Gotham is in full steam ahead as tonight's episode, The Anvil or the Hammer, episode 21 of season 1 of Gotham. Lots going on, lots going on. Definitely with the mobsters, Falcone, with the Org, with Barbara Gordon, well, not Barbara Gordon, Barbara Keen, the Riddler, Edward Nigma, tons of stuff going on. So, yes, tonight we are discussing The Anvil or the Hammer. Let me read you a brief description of the episode. It's the Org breaks down Barbara's emotions while Gordon and Bullock go to great lengths to track him down. Meanwhile, Penguin leads a massacre beginning an epic war while Bruce learns the truth about Wayne Enterprise and Enigma deals with his recent actions in an all-new The Anvil or the Hammer. And then also a special guest. Did you guys catch that? Lucius Fox! Ah! So cool, as he was introduced by one of the Wayne associates as a young junior executive. So we see a young Lucius Fox, and from the get-go, Lucius is there to help out Bruce. All right, so let's see. We're live right now, so if you want to call in for the next 27 minutes on this lovely April 27th, 2015, we're live right now, so our call-in number is 347-637-3821. Again, that number is 347-637-3821. Call in so you can be on the show. Yes, this is interactive podcasting. It's not just me sitting in my room recording myself and dictating my opinions. No, I want to hear your opinions too. All right, let's see who's on the phone from area code 239. Welcome to Gotham Talk.
Matt from Florida. Wow, finally a good episode. Wow.
Yeah, pretty gruesome, right?
Yes, Riddler Enigma is finally becoming the Riddler. Wow.
Very cool. And it looks like that's the end of the Org, right? Ogre.
Yes, but the ogre, I don't know how to spell him. He's just a complete psychopath. I mean, wow.
Very freaky, yeah, but he's done so as
is Barbara
Detective
dead?
Harvey put a bullet through his head.
Is Barbara dead? It almost looked like she died.
No. It looks like she did get cut from the knife, as if you remember from the villain falling down. He did cut her neck, but I don't think she's dead. I don't think she's dead. Because I think, what's his name? Gordon would be a lot more sad after that scene. But he was pretty up and at him, right?
Yeah, he said, you're going to be okay, Barbara. You're going to be okay.
Yeah.
And man,
but
were
those her parents on the couch?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I thought that was weird saying, Barbara,
that is so
who
sad.
Do you want me to kill? He was like saying, Barbara, who do you want me to kill? But I love the promo for next week's episode. We finally see the Fat Cave. Is young Bruce going to put on the cowl? I mean, are we going to see the bat suit? Who knows? How crazy is that?
I think it might be a little too early for that.
I know, but we could see, like, just something related to the bat suit.
Yes, as we begin to talk about the hammer or the anvil, definitely a lot of stuff going on where Falcone and the Penguin setting him up for Maroni to come in and pretty much lay the lead around the town, setting him up with an attempted kill on Maroni. We're pretty much down to the wire, dude. We got one more episode, and that's next week.
Season finale already.
Season finale of Gotham is next week, which is the final series of Gotham Season 1 that airs on May the 4th, 2015. So we'll definitely be here next Monday for sure as we wrap out Gotham. So if you're a fan of Gotham, call in. We got one more podcast, and that's it. We're going to take a break for the summer and then come back in the fall all refreshed and Gotham ready. All right, so let me ask you, Matt, what were your thoughts on tonight's episode? What were some favorite scenes that popped out for you?
I'd say the young Bruce Wayne scenes. I love the way at Wayne Enterprises, how he pulled down the fire alarm. And
pretty slick, right?
Yeah, just as being a kid, he's just being very smart and going in there to find answers. And then I love seeing young Lucius Fox. That was
awesome. I totally geeked out. I'm like, you, sir, are responsible for tons of gadgetry.
You're responsible for the bat. You're responsible for all
the
my suits.
The Batmobile?
You're responsible for, like, everything. Do you think Lucius Fox will be in Batman v Superman?
Interesting. I have no idea, but that's a definitely good question. I guess we all lost sight of what if Lucius Fox is in Batman versus Superman. He's now definitely in Gotham. Do you think the writers will make Lucius more visible and more of a permanent character in season 2 of Gotham?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. I like that actor.
Me, too. He did good, saying, come on, Bruce, I can help you get out of here.
Yeah, remember the elevator scene?
Yeah, that part was pretty awesome, the way I can help
you like,
get it.
Yeah, he's like, no, don't make any faces, don't turn around, because there's cameras, and I know it because I put him there. So he knows the building inside out. So does that mean he has access to all the cameras, where he can see what's going on and all the shenanigans behind Wayne Enterprise?
Yeah, he probably goes down to the basement. He probably has all the Tumblr down there. He probably has all the special gadgets soon to become the back.
Can you imagine if young Bruce Wayne just goes to visit Lucius Fox at Wayne Enterprise and in the background you see like the tumbler or like something that resembles like the bat jet, but it's not it's not in the form of a bat, of course, but you see like a jet, a prototype or something.
And then he starts to get the idea and he starts to draw some things. I mean, what was going on there where he cut his picture off at the part with his father?
If you recall, he now thinks that his dad and his grandfather were behind the wrongdoings of Wayne Enterprise. So now he thinks his dad was a suspect. But, I mean, that doesn't make sense. Like, why? I think that executive was just telling him to throw him off. Well, what do you think? Do you think Thomas Wayne is actually, you know, a bad guy in this version of Gotham?
Yeah, I mean, what's the whole thing that's going on with Wayne Enterprises, Jesus? I don't get the whole thing. Is it about the whole murder of the Waynes, or is it about...
Yeah, I think it's the murder of the Waynes, and then also remember early on in this season, it was also the deal with the Arkham property.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
and
right.
How, Yeah, and how the Wayne Enterprise had their hands filthy, dirty in mobster relations for that property. If you remember, that was a couple episodes that it was depicted that the Wayne Enterprise was fully engulfed into that little shenanigans there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's now touch base on Edward Nygma.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Matt. Are we done with your favorite scenes?
Oh, no. I loved the end scene. I thought the ending was amazing. Again, with the body parts, I wasn't eating anything, Jesus.
Whoa.
Don't you worry, I wasn't eating anything.
On this show.
I know. Thank God my caregiver and her daughter wasn't watching it. She was just playing with something.
Good. Yeah, definitely.
Don't let the little
kids in the room.
And my roommate was just in her room. She doesn't watch Gotham. But I wasn't eating anything because I saw a dead body part that felt.
Let's make it a rule for those listening to the podcast. Do not eat while you watch Gotham. That's for sure. You can eat while you watch The Flash, Arrow, and sometimes, you know, they cross the line with the little grotesque. But definitely Gotham. Hold your dinner. Yeah.
I was eating a popsicle during Gotham.
Okay.
Not that part.
That's fine. Yeah, popsicles
popsicle.
Are fine. All right. We're live right now for the next 18 minutes. Call in at 347-637-3821. We have a new caller from air code 469. Who is this?
Chris from Pandoff.
Hey, Chris. What's up, sir?
Not much. How are you?
It's good, good, good. Thank you. You're on the phone with Matt from Florida also.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Wait. Hey.
We're having Marvel.
So
World
did you watch tonight's episode, The Anvil or The Hammer?
No, I did not.
You did not. Okay. Are you going to watch it? You better say yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Great, great. Yeah, the writers are doing well. I mean, tonight's episode, Chris, you will not be disappointed, but like we were just talking about, do not eat food while you watch this show.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty
all
sick. Yeah. There's a lot of body parts, you know, same old routine. A lot of slashing, a lot of blood.
Oh, great. I cannot wait.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's see. So, okay, Matt, well, I think you're almost done with your favorite scenes. Continue, sir.
The ending when the mobs were shooting at each other and you saw
I love that.
Smiling and laughing. He's starting to become the Penguin we all know and love.
I love that because you see Penguin with the big old grin, like he's totally pulling the strings on these mobsters.
Yeah, because it sets the pilot. He goes, there's a war coming. I can feel it. And then the war for Gotham is about to begin. And I see next week's episode being it. The whole episode itself is going to be all out hell.
Yes. And that's what you need for a finale, right? You want a all blast, you know, blaze of glory ending.
Yes.
Who will survive? Who will fail? Well, what do you think, Chris? Who do you think's gonna die in next week's episode?
Is Mahoney back?
Sorry?
Is Mahoney?
No, Mahoney. We haven't seen her yet.
No, not Mahoney. I'm talking about Mooney. Fish Mooney.
Oh, Fish Mooney? No, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's where I was referencing.
She wasn't in tonight's episode. She wasn't in it. I thought
she wasn't in this episode.
I thought she was for a moment there at that club scene where
I thought
Gordon
she was
going to
come out too. Yeah,
but
it was like
wonder,
a hidden club type
gonna,
of deal.
I wonder if she's going to die or alive. I kind of hear like she doesn't want to be on the show anymore. Like,
yeah, that's what I read. I read some articles that she's like done with Gotham, and I'm like, really? I don't buy that, you know. So let's just hold our breaths until season two starts, because I don't buy that. I mean, she pretty much ran the show, right, guys, from the very beginning.
Yeah.
If there's anyone that can take over, it could be me. That's what she said in every episode.
Do you think when the dust settles and, you know, this whole gang fight is over, do you think Fish Mooney will pop out again and try
end.
To take over
yeah.
what the Penguin has tried to build this whole time?
Or she's going to kill Falcone. And then at the
yeah.
very end, Bruce is going to find the Batcave.
Yeah, we just don't know. Too bad it's not a two-hour finale. They should stick with Smallville used to do at the very end of the season. They used to have, I guess it was only for the last season. They had the two-hour finale. They should just stick with that, right, guys? With
yeah,
all
like
DC shows.
Flash and Arrow,
yeah, with all of them.
Like with every episode of The Flash, like last week's Flash, it was so amazing. I wanted more, like finally tomorrow night at last.
Me too.
We finally get our treat. Like I think I saw something at Flash TV that in the comics that it said Barry knows something that he's in the Justice League.
Well, what about you, Chris? Do you think CW should always supersize the finale?
Well, they can if they want to, but it depends on how much have they already revealed, you know, or how much they want to reveal. So
right.
it depends. So if they already revealed so much, they're not going to do 2 hours. So
yeah.
Yeah.
But so far there's a lot to see, you know. That's like you said, where's Fish Mooney? And then I want to see how it plays out with the Penguin. I want to see what will Jim Gordon do in this gang war. And then also the rise of the Riddler, Edward Nygma. If you guys, well, Matt, since you saw it, if you recall the letter that he gave, what was her name? I keep forgetting the girl with the glasses.
Oh,
Katrina,
I'm trying to think. Miss Kringle.
Miss Kringle. And
he wrote it.
How he wrote the letter stating that the cop has gone off and whatever. And was he a cop? I forget.
Yeah, he was a cop. And he was beating on her. Did he hit her?
Yes, and then the letter, he kind of like puts it away, but then you see the first letter of each sentence spells out his name.
Oh.
Huge clue there.
Really?
Yeah, so he's already playing riddles.
Yep, and then it's going to start showing the question mark, and then hopefully in season two we'll finally see him quit the GCPD, and we'll see him put on the Riddler hat and then all in green.
Yeah, we'll soon see. And then also I heard the Joker is coming back next season, so we might have the Joker and the Riddler.
Sweet.
All right, we have a new caller from area code 469. Who is this?
Joe from Krypton. What's up, guys?
Hey, Joe, how's it going? We also have another caller from area code 609.
Hello.
Hey,
Speed Force Frank, how's it going?
Hey, Speed Force Frank. You're losing some of that Speed Force, bro. You're a little slow. What's up, man?
Yeah, nothing much. Just chilling.
You need to recharge, man.
Yeah, man, just smoking that yin-yang, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, there you go. Hey-o. All right, so we're talking about Gotham, the anvil or the hammer. Did you guys get a chance to view it?
Dude, I'm about to drop Gotham from my watch list, dude. It's so fucking boring.
No, it's not, bro. It's so good. It's getting better, man.
No.
All right. Please refrain from using that type of language, man. If you're not a fan, maybe you should hang up. Francesco, did you watch it?
No, I'm about to watch it in a little bit. Are you doing another podcast after this?
Yeah, we're doing a Marvel Film Talk, which Matt is hosting.
Oh, I just got done watching Age of Ultron. We'll talk about that later.
Very cool. All right, so yes, the anvil or the hammer. Matt, are you pretty much wrapped up with your favorite scenes?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So let me give you mine. I thought it was pretty horrific how the ogre had Barbara Keen pretty much captive. Now, did they have sex? They did, right, Matt?
Yeah.
I can't tell if he just drugged her or did they just have sex when they entered that little S&M room.
They did in the ending. They did in that ending, and then he forced her to be with her, and she tried to escape, and then he used her.
Right. So I thought those scenes with Barbara Keene were pretty electric, as the villain had her captive, and then, of course, in order for her to live, she had to pick who will die. And for some weird reason, she says her parents, because in the next scene, we see these two old couple, and they're like, Barbara, what's wrong? What's wrong? And then the next scene, we see them all slashed up and dead on their couch. So there goes Barbara's parents. She's now without parents, and I wonder if she inherits that huge estate now that, if you remember, she comes for money. Yeah,
huh?
So that was one of my favorite scenes. And then also another one was, of course, the rise of Edward Nygma as he chopped up his victim and, of course, used some form of acid to dissolve the flesh from the chopped up pieces of the ex-police officer. And the way he was talking to the skull, and then he just starts going into this crazy maniac mode as he smashes the skull. It's just like really crazy. I love the actor who plays Edward Nygma, and I hope they showcase him more as he rises into this villainous character that we all know and love as the Riddler. When do you think we'll see the famous question mark? Let's go to you, Matt.
The theme of what?
The famous question mark, his little logo. When do you think we'll see that?
I'm hoping at the end of at the season, or in the season finale, hopefully. The way it's going, you saw that dead body in the freezer or something like that. It's getting close. I mean, very, very, very close.
Right. Let's go to Joe. You don't watch it, so you don't care. Francesco, do you watch Gotham?
Yeah, I do. I'm about
okay.
to watch.
Okay. So, when do you think we'll see his famous trademark question mark?
You'll probably see it at the end of the season.
Okay. Wow. Chris, what about yourself?
I'm hoping before I'm hoping before it ends, you know. I think
before
be
the season
right.
ends?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be right for us audience to see that.
Yes. Yes. Well, we're down to one more episode. Next week is the finale, so
right.
if they don't put it in then, I'm sure we will see it next season. So, the Edward Nygma scenes, definitely a stellar in tonight's episode, The Anvil or the Hammer. And, that wraps up our little Gotham talk. Let's open the floor. Joe, how long did you go into Gotham before you said no more? Cause
dude, I've been watching
I feel I hear some anger when you talk about Gotham.
This is the first time I've really ranted on it. I didn't like not tonight's episode, but last episode. I didn't like it. I was like, wow. Even from when they came back from the break, it was very lackluster.
Yeah, it wasn't a good comeback. That's
so
for sure.
It's not like I have not been watching. I've been watching up until last week. I'm just saying.
Oh, up until last week. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying it feels like it's going down, and I think they're in danger of getting canceled next season, mid-season, if they don't get their ratings
yeah.
back up. It's very boring.
No, you're right.
I mean,
let's hope
opinion.
The writers, yeah. Let's hope the writers are taking some cues from The Flash and Arrow. Because come on, man. Let's step it up a little. You're Gotham. You got pretty much Batman in the palm of your hand. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Yep. I agree.
All right. So are you going to watch the finale or are you pretty much done with it?
Oh, dude. As long as it's a DC show, I'm going to watch it till the wheels fall off. I was pretty much just talking crap saying I was going to remove it from my watch list, but I can't, dude, because it's DC. I have to know what's going on. I'll lose my mind.
Awesome. All right, good comeback, Joe. I like that.
Yeah.
Come around. All right, Francesco.
What do you want to know?
What are you expecting for the finale? Like, since you're an avid viewer of Gotham, I mean, if you could write the finale, what would you put in next week's episode?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know specifically, but I would want to set up the finale in a way where everybody leads, like where it leads everybody to where they're supposed to be. Like, you know, Gordon, if he's going to be the commissioner, set him up where, you know, he's thinking of running to be commissioner. Bruce Wayne, he's taken karate classes or he's going to a hotel in the Swiss Alps for the summertime. Something, you know.
Yeah.
Something that.
Well, we had a little breakthrough in tonight's episode where we were introduced to a young Lucius Fox. So there you go.
Yeah.
That might help out with that little training there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess no Ra's al Ghul for Gotham, which kind of sucks because Arrow has absorbed him.
Yeah.
Can there be two Ra's al Ghul? Chris, let's go to you.
I don't know. The thing about they have done so many different things on this show, you know, and the same thing with Arrow. So I don't know how they planning on bringing other people because I kind of feel like they already did everything on this episode. I mean, on this season.
Yeah.
And,
they have so many characters.
And I don't know, season two, are they going to skip time? Or are they going to continue?
Yeah, that's the big question. Yeah, we should all do bets next week. We should do like a little podcast bet.
Yeah, I really do think they should like skip time. At least maybe 5 years.
Right.
Something like that, you know, to kind of speed up the process. I don't wanna see a young Bruce Wayne for the next 10 seasons.
I know. I mean, if they go the Smallville route, well, we could see him grow for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
And be like, well, we actually brought him up. We raised him for the last 10 years.
Yeah,
very weird. All right, so let's open the floor to you guys. Anything you guys want to talk about Gotham? Ways to fix it? If you guys think it needs fixing, I think it's doing fine for its, you know, freshman year on Fox Network. I think, you know, they have to learn their ups and their downs. So that's the only way a show could get better. But if they're just on a downward spiral, then, yeah, you can't help it, and eventually the network will cancel them. But I think it's a great learning curve for the writers, for the showrunners, the executives. Now they have a grasp of what the audience really wants for the next season. And if they don't listen to the audience or they don't see what the audience wants and they just go on their own little trek, you know, you're going to see some consequences. You're going to see ratings drop. You're going to see viewership drop. The loyalty won't be there. So, yeah, that's my little rant about Gotham. Let's go to you, Joe.
Floor is open to me. I can ask anything?
Yeah, anything Gotham.
I was wondering if you and Francesco and Matt thought that do you think it would help the show a little more if they maybe didn't focus as much on Gordon? Because that's what I find to be the most boring is Gordon's story. What if they focus more on young Bruce Wayne? Because when I see young Bruce Wayne and Alfred on TV, those are the most intriguing parts of the show for me. And I was just wondering if they focus more on young Bruce Wayne and Alfred, if that would, maybe the fans would embrace the show more. Because there's a lot of hardcore Batman fans that really don't like the show right now.
That's interesting. Yeah. All right, let's go to you, Francesco.
What can they do?
No,
I
just
mean,
anything Gotham, open floor.
Yeah, I don't know. I would focus, you know, it's hard to say not to focus on Bruce Wayne because that's what we want. But I guess just focus more on Bruce Wayne, I guess. because he's
interested. All right, so just like Joe, you want more focus on Wayne rather than Gordon.
Yeah, if he wasn't a good actor, I mean, then I could say, well, he's a throwaway character, but he's such a good actor, that young kid, that, you know, you want to see more.
Right.
He really is. Yeah, he's a good actor.
All right, Chris, let's end the show with you. Anything Gotham?
Nothing. I got nothing. I just want them to speed up the process, speed up the time.
Yeah.
They need to do something about that for next season. You know, nobody will be watching.
All right, cool. Well, this concludes our podcast of Gotham, the Anvil or the Hammer, episode 21 of season 1. Thank you guys for calling in. For Matt from Florida, Joe from Krypton, Francesco, oh, I'm sorry, Speed Force Frank, and Chris from Kandor. Thank you guys for calling, bros.
All right, man, no problem.
All right, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow as we do the Flash talk and also Batman talk. So we have tons of questions to ask you guys on the recent teaser. A lot of people still not happy with Ben Affleck, so we'll talk about Ben Affleck on Batman Talk tomorrow. All right, guys, have a good night.
Tweet the number out.